I'm Cheryl Corley, and for Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, the Barbershop Guys share their thoughts on King's legacy, and we'll let you eavesdrop on that conversation. But first, in 1968, there were other assassinations of political figures throughout the world, but it was on this day, 40 years ago, that a sniper's bullet shocked America and shrouded the civil rights movement as Martin Luther King Jr. lay bloodied and dead on the balcony of the Lorraine Motel in Memphis, Tennessee. In the 40 years since King's death, there is still controversy over his slaying, even though a congressional committee, the House Select Committee on Assassinations, conducted an exhaustive review of the shooting. Former Congressman Lewis Stokes was the chairman of the committee. From 1976 to 1979, it looked into both the assassinations of President John Kennedy and Reverend King, and Congressman Stokes joins us in the studio to talk specifically about the King investigation. Congressman, welcome.
Thank you, Cheryl. It's a pleasure to be here.
You know, we hear a lot about Martin Luther King during this day in particular every year, Congressman, but you knew him. You were one of his peers. So before we actually begin to talk about the investigation, why don't you tell me what you remember about him?
Well, he was a great man. He often came to Cleveland, and I had the chance to get to know him then. In fact, in 1965 and in 1967, he came to Cleveland and registered black voters as they had never been registered before. And in both of those years, 1965 and 1967, was when my brother Carl first broke ground by running for mayor in Cleveland. But Dr. King spent time with us there. He was in campaign headquarters the night Carl won in 1967. So I got to know him real well, and as I said, he was a great man.
Mm-hmm. Well, for many of us, his death is such a vivid event, but for others, it's something that they learn about from textbooks or from their parents or from libraries. What was the conclusion of the committee surrounding King's death?
Well, we concluded that James Earl Ray had been the assassin, that he was, in fact, the person who had pulled the trigger to the rifle that killed Dr. King. We also found that there was the possibility of a conspiracy, though we were not able to identify the co-conspirators.
There's a lot of people who believe the committee missed a lot or left information out when it came to that conclusion, didn't investigate perhaps the direction from which the shot came or had some concerns that Dr. King hadn't been autopsied. And there's a dispute over that committee finding that James Earl Ray was even the shooter, truly. So people, you know, have really investigated this just as the committee conducted its investigation. Why do you think those questions are still out there?
Well, what you said is very true. There are often very lingering questions around assassinations. One of the typical reasons is that in both cases, that is the Kennedy assassination and the King assassination, we were asked to investigate two murders, one of which had occurred 15 years earlier, the other had occurred 8 years earlier. Now, in most murders, the police get a chance to investigate or begin their investigation immediately after it has occurred or shortly thereafter. In our case, we began investigating murders 15 years and 8 years after.
But you're saying you thought it, you came to it too late.
Well, I'm saying that the lateness of it always creates a problem because persons who we would have loved to have talked to in the investigation, some of them were dead. Evidence had been destroyed. There were many things that we would have loved to have done in an investigation of this this nature had we been given the opportunity to have investigated from the beginning.
The committee report talks about the failings of the FBI and the Department of Justice, and there's, of course, common knowledge that the FBI spied on Dr. King. But there have been suggestions and charges, really, that there was some government involvement involved in the assassination. The Select Committee, of course, didn't come to that. But I was wondering what the committee did consider conspiratorial in this case.
Sure. One of the reasons that Congress did begin the investigation and appoint the committee to conduct the investigation was at the request of Mrs. Coretta King. There were many, many allegations and rumors surrounding the death of Dr. King, and she asked the Congress if they would investigate these various rumors. One of the allegations surrounding the King death in particular was that there were allegations that our own government, in particular the FBI, had killed Dr. King or been involved in a conspiracy to kill Dr. King. In our findings, we did investigate thoroughly. We criticized the FBI rather severely for the manner in which they went about the investigation. We criticized the fact that they never approached it from the viewpoint of a conspiracy. They assumed from the beginning that James Earl Ray was the sole person, and they sought him in that investigation. In our findings, we found that even though we criticized them severely, that the FBI was not involved in the assassination of Dr. King.
Congressman, one last question. Were you satisfied with it? Do you think there was a conspiracy?
I believe that our findings, in which we say that there was the possibility of a conspiracy, I rely upon that. I adopt that as a part of our findings. But I also feel very strongly that James Earl Ray was the assassin. He was the person that pulled that trigger, and I would stick by that. There's been no evidence in the last 20 years since we conducted that investigation, nothing to controvert any of our findings.
The lone person.
Well, either way, because of the conspiracy, possibility of conspiracy was a part of our findings.
Lewis Stokes is a former congressman who chaired the House Select Committee on Assassinations, which investigated the death of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Congressman, thanks again for joining us.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.